Very good afternoon. It's Niall Boylan with you for the next hour or two, certainly anyway. A little bit later on, we are going to be talking about, well, are we hypocrites if we're eating meat and then pretending we care about animals? What do we got for you here? Okay, animal hypocrites. And the reason I'm starting this is we got a message from a vegan listener who said that meat eaters who have pets and pretend to care about them are animal cruelty are nothing but hypocrites. Are they right? Now, a survey commissioned by Future Normal, the vegan society, has found that almost half of British people who eat meat feel hypocritical for loving some animals while eating others. When asked how strongly they agree with the statement, it's hypocritical to eat. It's hypocritical that we eat some animals, such as pigs, while loving others, such as dogs, and keeping them as pets. 47% of the respondents either said they slightly or strongly agreed with the figures, reaching 33.2% and 14.6% respectively. In other words, they felt guilty and they felt like they were hypocrites. Similarly, 40.3% of respondents expressed guilt to either some or to a great extent, highlighting how a dietary behaviour of meat-free eaters and animal lovers in Great Britain is often a contradiction with their own values. In other words, what they're saying is, if you're eating, if you're not eating meat, obviously you're a vegan, but if you're eating meat, you're a complete and utter hypocrite. If you turn around and say, oh, I love my little dog, I'd do anything for my little dog, and, you know, oh, let's not be cruel to animals, that'd be horrible. And, you know, but then they just sit down and have, you know, a bacon sandwich. So that's completely hypocritical. In other words, you're favouring one animal over another. Are they right? Like, for example, I'm not a vegan. I love a burger. I love a good KFC. So am I a complete and utter hypocrite that if I give out about cruelty to animals? I probably am. I probably agree with the survey. I probably am a hypocrite, but I don't care. So let me know what you think. The number is 085 122 55. That's 085 122 55. The question is, are you a hypocrite if you eat meat, but then pretend you care about animals? Let me go to Anne. Hi, Anne. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
Good. And are we hypocrites? Are you a meat eater?
I am a meat eater, yeah.
Okay, so are you a hypocrite, though?
No, I don't think I'm a hypocrite. I mean, from the start of time, you know, people have been hunting animals to eat. Like, you know, we're not eating dogs in this country or cats. Well, hope we're not.
Well, that's only because we're socially conditioned not to do that. There's nothing wrong with eating dogs, by the way.
Well, I don't know if I'd agree with you there, Niall.
No, well, people in countries like Korea and parts of Asia, they eat dogs on a regular basis. But that's just the way they're raised. They're brought up. Just like people in India don't eat cows. They think they're sacred. True. They look at us like we're mad. You know what I mean? So it's just the way you're brought up. You're socially conditioned. Well, what's the difference between a dog and a cow? You know what I mean? They're true. Both animals. Yeah, well, you know?
That's true. That's true.
Yeah. Tastes
yeah, but
the same,
I don't think we're hypocrites. I mean, from the start of time, we've been hunting animals to eat, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if it's human nature, because we do have vegetarians, etc. But I think, you know, it's a part of your diet. It's protein. Some people get protein in other ways, and some people have, you know, it's a choice, really, whether you eat meat or not. But at the end of the day, I don't think we're hypocrites.
Hypocrisy, they say we're hypocrites because you're going to sit down and have your bacon sambo, right? And you think, that's lovely, right? Okay, and then you'll watch a cute video online on TikTok of a little pig doing something silly in somebody's house or something like that. And you go, how can anyone be cruel to him? And you've just eaten a bacon sandwich where he was slaughtered for
the
bacon
sandwich.
Are you trying to term me vegetarian? No, I'm not. I'm just saying, isn't that a bit hypocritical, isn't it? You know what I mean?
Ah, sure. Look, if they want to say we're hypocrites. To be honest with you, I don't really care, you know. But I eat meat and I don't think I'm a hypocrite. And it's just...
Do you have a dog?
I have two dogs.
Would you eat him?
Of course I wouldn't eat him. He's a pet. If I had a pet lion or a pet donkey or a pet cow or a pet sheep, I'm not going to eat him either. You know, so if it's a pet is a part... To me, a pet is a part of your family. You know, some people... To me, they're like one of my... I don't love them as much as my children, but they're like one of my children. I look after them as the best way I can. So if a pet is a part of the family, you're not going to eat your children.
That's only because we've been socially conditioned to domesticate dogs.
True.
And cats. I mean, the dog meat trade, for example, is very widespread in China, South Korea, the Philippines, Thailand, Vietnam, Cambodia, Indonesia, need I go on, Northern India. Yeah, I mean, it's quite common. So they also keep them as pets too, by the way. But they also eat them. They breed them like we breed cows to eat them.
Yeah. I would be concerned, to be fair. I would be concerned what they're putting into meat now, you know?
Oh, yeah.
All these chemicals, et cetera, you know? I'm not,
it's mainly
that way,
water, I think. They pump water into it. When you buy a steak, they've pumped water into it to make it look bigger. So that's why when you put it in the pan, it disappears.
You're buying a nice big chicken to feed the whole family, and you put it in the oven, and you're like, what the hell? It
looks like a pigeon by the time it's finished.
Yeah.
I've done that. Or you buy a nice steak, a nice sirloin, put it on the pan, and it vanishes.
That's true.
I'd say they're pumping water into it. But okay, stay there for a second. Let me go to Nicholas as well. Nicholas, hi, how are you?
Hello, Niall. Lovely to talk to you.
You too. Nicholas, I mean, I think we are hypocrites. I think that person who's the vegan who sent in the message is 100% correct. We are hypocrites.
No, we're not hypocrites. Okay. You're confused if you think that way. Because like that lady just said, you know, we rear animals to eat.
I agree with that.
And you know, we have to kind of grown up and adult about that. We have a pet dog or a pet guinea pig or whatever. Like that lady said, you're not going to eat it because you're kind of attached to it as part of your family. But like nutritionally, meat is probably one of the best nutritional foods you can get your teeth into.
Oh, yeah.
You know? The one thing I would
say... In moderation.
In moderation. No,
too much red meat is not good for you.
But too much of anything is not good for you. But I think... For example, one point here to be made, and this is about the quality of the meat sheet. We're lucky here that most of the meat, except for the pigs and chickens sometimes, are mass reared, you know, in sheds and stuff. But the stuff, the sheep that are out in the Wicklow Hills or out in the fields there, that's the best quality food you can get, you know.
Poor little sheep.
Yeah, I know.
But here's the point, why I'm saying that I agree that we're hypocrites is, right? So let's say you're walking through the fields of Kerry, right? And there's a cow in the field, or a sheep in the field, right? Mm-hmm. And two gougers are in the field with the sheep, and they're kicking it, right? Or hitting it with a stick, right? Mm-hmm. You'd be the first one to run over and go, oh, he's so cruel to animals, that's horrible. You'd be putting it up on Facebook, and that's terrible, and everybody would be commenting and saying, put them in jail. Mm-hmm. That poor sheep is taken out of that field the next day, put onto a truck, brought down to a slaughter yard, has his throat bullet put through his head, his throat cut and hung up on a rack, and you're going to have him for your dinner. So we are hypocrites.
Yeah. I think in that context, the context you give there, absolute hypocrites, I suppose. But certainly nobody would see an animal get kicked around the place. What we should be doing is we actually should be getting more connection with our farmers, directly. I get my, I have a half a lamb permanently in my freezer, you know.
Half a lamb?
Yeah, absolutely. I have a friend who's a farmer. They rear the animals very, very ethically. They feed them well. They don't punch drugs into them. Mm. And the butchering side is done as humanely as possible. So they really care for their animals. But I know by dealing directly with that farmer, I'm getting the best quality meat that I could.
I was never a lamb lover myself, actually. I don't like lamb, but I do like beef.
Yeah. Come down, I'll cook you a lamb dinner and you'll
like lamb,
you'll change
your
mind. I'll convert you.
And you like lamb? Sheep. Is Anne gone? She abandoned us.
No, so I'm here, I do like lamb, yeah.
Do you?
Okay. Yeah. I wouldn't eat a whole lot of lamb now, but I think that man is right. I think, you know, if we were to look at, you know, I'm swallowing my pride here. Maybe we are hypocrites. I suppose we were to look at how animals are slaughtered. It would be, you know, very emotionally effective, to be fair. Thinking in that context, you know, especially the way pigs are slaughtered and things like that.
I had that experience once at a wedding. I was at a 2-day wedding. And on the first day I was outside, it was this castle somewhere. I can't remember where it was. It was many, many years ago. And I went outside and there was a farmer and he had a pig in a pen. And it was a lovely little pig. He was running around the pen. And he said, do you want to rub him? And I said, yeah. And he let me into the pen. And I was rubbing him and told me his name. I can't remember his name. Nicholas or something. I was like, sorry, Nicholas. I just gave it a name. And he told me his name. I can't remember his name. So he was lovely. And he was telling me all about pigs and how intelligent they are and how clever they are and brilliant they are.
Yeah, they are.
So the next day, that was grand. Stayed overnight in the castle, wherever it was. And I got up the next morning and they were having a barbecue the next day, you know, as part of the wedding celebrations. And there's the farmer, and the pig was on a spit, spinning around.
Yeah.
And I went over to the farmer, I says, is that the pig from yesterday? And he says, yeah. I said, you bastard. I said...
See, that's the thing. I think if I lived on a farm, I would definitely...
And he said, you want some pulled pork? I said, I do not want any of your pulled pork. I was rubbing him yesterday. He was a lovely little fella. I just killed him. You know what I mean?
When I was much younger now, I used to mind children, and I lived on a farm. And I actually became vegetarian for the whole time that I lived there.
Because see what I mean? You got attached to the animals. Yeah.
That's the problem. That's why I'd be a terrible farmer, because I wouldn't be producing anything.
See, but so then, going back to my original question, Nicholas and Anne, we all agree so. We're hypocrites.
Yeah, I suppose we are hypocrites, yeah. But I think, you know, it's by choice, you know. Yeah. Be a hypocrite by choice, you know. It's not fair to kind of shove that down people's necks, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, at the end of the day, you know, the meat you are eating did come from somewhere. And if you were to think about what you were eating, you wouldn't eat it. Let's be fair, you know. If you were thinking about how that animal got there and there was little Charlie running around the field and now little Charlie's on your plate and you're going to shove him down your gob, you know.
You probably wouldn't, yeah. Yeah.
No, of course you wouldn't. Of course you wouldn't.
Nicholas would, because he has half a sheep in the fridge. Well, yeah, I don't know how he closes the door.
He makes to know where your meat is coming from. You know, that is a very good point. You know?
Yeah. Oh, it's really important. And it's also important for our farming community to keep them. You know, we should have more local cooperatives where farmers sell directly to people.
If the EU have their way and climate policy has its way, there'd be no farmers left in the country. They'd be all raising mealworms in about 10 years.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I mean, one could argue that we're hypocrites for eating plants as well, because some people argue they're living.
They're alive. They're sentient.
Yeah, they're sentient and they respond to...
My mother used to talk to her spider plants.
They respond to music and they respond to being talked to and hugged and everything.
Hang on, Nicholas. Just stop for a second. I need to go back to Anne very quickly here.
Okay,
Anne, what did you say? You talk to your plants?
I do talk to my plants, yeah.
What do you say, say to them? Good morning. How's things?
Oh, you know, when I'm cleaning them, I say, oh, you're so pretty. And I do, yeah.
Something wrong with you.
Look, I know. I have never claimed to be sane, okay? I never claimed to be sane. But I mean, I love nature. I absolutely love nature, you know?
I can understand the logic of talking to plants and why it's supposed to be good for them, because you're breathing out carbon dioxide. So you're breathing carbon straight at them when you're talking to them. I understand the scientific logic behind it. I don't know how beneficial it is, to be honest with you.
But they
can't hear you, Anne.
Anyway.
They can't hear you.
You don't know that, really. You know what I mean? And I don't talk to them to tell them to hear me, to be fair.
You're talking to your plants. And you think they might understand you. Are you waiting one day for one of them to turn around and go, that's not a bad day, Anne. You couldn't
listen.
Polish me leaves there, would you?
Niall, everything is alive. It's growing. Everything is alive. It has to be alive to grow.
You said you love nature, but you eat it. Anyway, stay there, Nicholas and Anne. Let me just go to Lorenzo.
Sure.
Lorenzo, hi. How are you?
Oh, good, Niall. How are you?
Good. Lorenzo, are we all hypocrites when we say that we're not vegans? We love animals and we hate cruelty to animals, but yet we eat them.
I think that everybody is hypocrite in terms of if you're eating, you automatically are an hypocrite.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what you eat. Even a vegan is hypocrite.
Why?
Because if a vegan say, I'm vegan for the environment, unless you're growing your things in your garden, that plant has been grown somewhere, brought. I mean, there's like trucks or tractors or anything, something else that has been used and has an impact.
Okay.
I mean, I think if I remember, to grow almonds, you need 5 liters per almond, roughly. Almond production is increasing desert in California.
Oh, okay.
I mean, avocados has to be brought in Ireland. So to be brought, they have to fly or come by boat. They have to grow somewhere. If you're eating seitan, if you're eating tofu, everything that is not Irish produced has to come from some places, and they have to come here. And the companies that are producing them most likely are treating the ground, are killing whatever life form is there that...
Taking down forests to grow them, yeah.
So it doesn't matter, like...
Yeah. No, I know. So I do agree with that hypocrisy. Yes, there is a hypocrisy of being a vegan. But are we hypocrites? By pretending we care about animals, you know, and being appalled by cruelty to animals, be they, you know, dogs, sheep, cats, cows, whatever, we pretend we're appalled by the cruelty, but yet we're quite happy to sit there with a bacon sandwich.
Well, it's because socially and what we basically, in the way that we evolved, we've decided that cat and dog are pets. But for example, for you, I mean, for Irish and probably, I mean, I definitely know about English, but I presume even Irish, rabbits are pets. In Italy, we eat rabbits.
Oh, they eat them here too.
In Italy, we eat horses.
You eat horses?
Of course, I eat even donkeys, ostrich. We eat everything in Italy.
Jeez, Anne, you'd be finished over there. They're eating donkeys and horses over there, Anne.
But for example, we eat horses because we need, some people need to eat horses.
Why? Because they need to eat horses.
So in Mediterranean countries, they have a blood abnormality that basically make the blood cells not like a disc, but more flattened. They bring less oxygen. So horse meat is very rich in iron.
Wasn't there a whole scandal here going back? Maybe correct me if I'm wrong. About 10 years ago, weren't they caught putting horses into burgers?
Yeah. But because the cause there was that basically they were advertised in a certain way, so you have to follow what is advertised.
Yeah, it was horse meat. Yeah, some of the burgers we were buying were horse meat.
In Italy was the IKEA meatballs. I don't know if here was the same.
Oh, IKEA meatballs, they were horse meat, were they?
Yeah, there was horse meat inside, yeah.
Okay. Did you ever have an IKEA meatball?
I don't think so.
They're nice,
but
it's horse meat.
I'm not really a beef person, to be fair.
Yeah.
Or any like that kind of context. So meatballs or anything like that wasn't really.
It's about 10 years ago. It was 2013. Yeah, it was the horse meat scandal. Do you remember the horse meat scandal? We realised it was horse meat and loads of stuff that we were buying. We didn't know about it. We weren't told.
Well, obviously now it was. It was good for us.
That didn't do us any harm, yeah. Okay, so, Lorenzo, do they eat dogs in Italy?
No, we don't. But I can tell you this. I mean, I don't know if it's here the same, but there is always legends around. There are always legends around Chinese restaurants and cats.
Yes! Don't eat Chinese!
if there is a Chinese restaurant, there are no cats around.
What's that
for
song?
Some reason.
Do you know the song? The cats in the curry at the Peking moon.
No, never.
However, Niall, just because you said that before, just obviously that we don't know what is in the meat or the safety or the meat or these type of things. Many times, what you hear about hormones and drugs in the meat are those things are from US. Not from EU.
Yeah. So, I know there's different regulations. It's funny, by the way. Do you ever notice there is a kind of myth going around when a Chinese takeaway opens in the area, all the cats disappear. I don't know what that's all about. But there was a true story. There was a China. I won't tell you where it is. Chinese takeaway in Dublin opened up, and across the road from the takeaway, it was near the sea. That's all I can say. And there was ducks, lots of ducks. But when the takeaway was open, it was only open a few months, and the duck population started vanishing slowly but surely. There were literally
duck on the Chinese menu.
Duck, yeah, a lot of duck on the Chinese menu, but they were robbing the ducks, you know.
They were going local.
Anyway, well, stay there for a second. I want to go. Thank you, Lorenzo. Let me go to Jessica. Jessica, hi.
Oh, yeah.
How are you doing? Jessica, now, are you a hypocrite?
I am, yeah, and I don't care because I tell you what, a nice few sausages or rashers or chicken, it looks good on the plate.
It does, doesn't it? You can't lie. I'd love a sausage right now, actually.
Like pigs, chicken, cows, in my opinion, they're horrible looking animals, but when they're served up on a plate, nice and seasoned.
I'm surprised you like sausages, Jessica.
Huh?
I'm surprised you like sausages. That's a private joke, Anne. Nicholas. Sorry, private joke. Yeah. Do you think we're all hypocrites then? Because we give out about cruelty to animals, And I'm sure, yeah, Jessica, you'd be appalled by cruelty to animals. But yes, we'll sit down and have a burger.
Yeah, but I feel like, because with those, like when you're slaughtering the animals for food, like there's no pretty way to go about it. Like, what are we meant to do? Have a funeral for every cow that's about to go into the slaughterhouse? Like, for every cow that's going to the abattoir. Like,
vegans would be listening today, they'd be horrified at the conversation. But they're just horrified.
They're just as bad. They're there like, oh, don't be eating animals, don't be using anything from animals, don't even have a wallet made of leather. But they'll gladly, like, rip the vegetables and grass and everything from the ground. Like, it doesn't matter if they planted their own, you're still eating something that's the earth. So, well, if you want to protect the earth, but you're eating the earth.
Don't tell me you're like, Anne, you don't believe the plants are alive, do you?
No, I wouldn't go that far. But my mom talks to her plants as well. She says, it helps them grow, you're motivating them. I was like, they're not. Big people in the gym. I talk to them to grow.
Big people in the gym. I mean, Nicholas, do you know many vegans, by the way? You don't have to wonder. Yeah, you don't have to wonder if they're vegans. They tell you.
Yeah. Oh, they tell you. Absolutely. Yeah. You're, there's no way you're going to meet a vegan and not know they're vegan. But
they're awkward people, aren't they? They're difficult people. I mean, I've worked with vegans. So you can't go out for dinner with them or nothing. They're just awkward.
They have a tendency towards fanaticism, you know, that's it. But I think, like, everything that vegans eat is a living organism. So, by extension, we're all hypocrites. So I'm a happy hypocrite.
Yeah.
I eat vegetables, fruits, loads of meat, and I'm very happy. And if that makes me a hypocrite, well,
yeah, so be
there
it.
We go.
Yeah.
That's it. Yeah, I can't do anything about that.
Okay, thanks for that, Nicholas. And Jessica, stay there with me. Let me go to Lorraine. Oh, she has to deal with Jason when he comes home tonight. Lorraine, hi, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Jason hung up earlier on. He's not a happy bunny.
I heard.
Yeah, he's not a happy bunny. He missed it.
He never is.
He missed the joke part and he just thought we were laughing at him. Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. Yeah, thanks for that. I have to deal with him now. Thanks.
Yeah, did you hear it, by the way?
I heard some of it, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Have you any idea why he's so angry?
No.
There you have, yeah. I was laughing at Sean's joke. I thought it was funny about people in their habitats, but whatever.
Maybe he's on his menstrual period.
Oh, his menstrual period.
Be.
Yeah, he could be on his
menstrual period.
Lorraine, do you eat meat? You do?
I do.
Do you feel guilty when you're eating it?
No. I shop in our local butcher, so I know where our meat comes from.
Right.
I just think these people are like, yes, we're all hypocrites, as people have said, even vegans, they eat organisms and stuff, but I'm a happy, like your man said, I'm a happy hypocrite. My kids see a cow in the field and they'll say burger and chips. they know that's where we, like,
that's
my kids
sad,
know where
isn't it? Did they not go, look at the cow, mommy, isn't he lovely?
No, well, they eat meat, so I prefer to tell them where it comes from. It doesn't come out of a wrapper in Tesco. That is what your meat is.
And if you were hungry, would you eat your dog?
No, not Lulu, no. No, I couldn't.
But if you were hungry and you had to feed your children,
no,
would you Lulu onto the pan?
No.
Why not?
Because Lulu's one of my children.
We had
this discussion the other day.
But you're not playing Clash years ago. Were they all at each other because alive.
Alive. By the way, that movie is back. It's back on Netflix again, but they've just renamed it. They've given it a different name. But it's the same movie. I don't know what that's all about.
No, I just think people, like, I just think cats and dogs, we were rare to think of them as pets, not food. And the likes of, like, like cows, chickens, all of that, we were brought up to think that's food, that's meat. So I was brought up to, I was always told a chicken is, it didn't come out of Tesco, a chicken is a chicken.
Yeah.
Like, that's the animal you're eating. You can choose, you should choose not to eat it. Like, my mom's
a
vegetarian.
Would you kill one? I mean, Steve last night on the radio said he'd kill a dog with a hammer because the dog bit a child, right?
And a lot of people. I'd kill him with a hammer. I wouldn't kill any. That's inhumane to kill an animal like that.
It's inhumane to kill an animal, but it's all right to stick it between two bits of bread and fry it and ease it.
No, I don't mean it's inhumane to kill an animal. That's inhumane. Like, you can kill an animal in the right way.
What's the right way?
Like not make it suffer. You hit it with a hammer, it's going to suffer. Like, if you break a chicken's neck, it doesn't suffer.
I don't want to go into the details of how they kill animals. I'm sure you're well aware of what they do in abattoirs. It's one blow to the head.
I do.
It's a blow to the head.
I do.
Yeah, it's a bolt.
I just like, we're all a bunch of hypocrites. We all eat meat. We all love animals. Like, we're all a bunch of hypocrites. And vegans are hypocrites as well. They eat living organisms. So...
What's their living organisms? Now, I'm talking about... I do believe they're hypocrites as well. Absolutely. But what living organisms do they eat, the vegans?
Like, they eat veg and stuff.
But that's the... Everything can't be alive.
Like, come on.
Hey,
so
I'm
going to
need counselling after this.
Oh, Jesus. And talking to our plants. Jessica likes sausages and you're talking about living organisms. Are you sure it's organisms you meant? But go on,
Jessica likes sausages that aren't attached to anything.
Well, no,
leave Jessica alone. I won't have anybody picking on her. Go on. I'm the only one who's allowed to pick on her. What? Sorry?
What are we all supposed to do? Live on thin air and water?
No, but you just said plants now are living organisms.
The vegans would say the fish own the water. They would actually argue that, like, no, the water belongs to the fish. We can't take that from them. That's their home and all that crap.
So what am I supposed to do? Live on thin air?
They also can have an air.
Leave Lulu alone.
But there's people in China and Indonesia and they'd be looking at Lulu licking their lips.
They can look at licking their lips all they want.
A Lulu curry.
Leave my dog alone, you.
Lulu salt and chili Lulu.
Stop it, you. But no, come on, seriously. I know where my meat comes from. My shop in the butcher. As I said, my kids know it doesn't come out of Tesco in a plastic wrap. My kids know a chicken is a chicken. They know that's what they're eating. That it's not out of Tesco. It's not. It doesn't magically arrive in the fridge in Tesco.
Yeah.
So if you know where your meat is coming from and you explain where your meat is coming from, no, eat it. Like, we've been hunting gatherers since the dawn of time. And all of a sudden now we're supposed to stop.
Okay, well, hang on for a second there, hang on.
I'm glad it wasn't Lizzie that talks to our plants. Busy Lizzie.
Sorry about that.
I'm not coming on this show anymore.
Yeah, you're just being made out to be a complete lunatic in talking to our plants.
Sure, I don't really care.
Kelvin, hi, how are you, Kelvin?
How things?
Good. Kelvin, are we hypocrites? Lorraine says absolutely not, unless you want to eat Lulu.
I think we all hypocrite, yes. We all say we love the animal, but we all still enjoy the animal. I am always saying I'm going to stop eating the animal, but I am never going to do this. It's too hard, you know?
Yeah, because they're tasty.
Yes. I cannot get pizza without bacon, chicken, ham, you know?
Yeah. But here's the thing, Kelvin, I'm sure you don't like to see animal cruelty.
No, certainly not. No, but that's
but then,
thing
but then you're a hypocrite. Then we are all hypocrites, so. Yeah.
Yes, we are hypocrites. But I do the fishing, you know, the catch and release. But they're calling me the Polish poacher all the time, you know?
where do you fish?
Yeah, all over Ireland, you know, I make a living out of it.
Yeah, I used to go to Howth. But in saying that, when I was a kid with my dad, I'd go to Hope and catch mackerel. I brought my kids to Hope going back about 10 years ago with two fishing rods and all we caught was a cold. So you don't really catch many fish out there anymore. They're nearly all gone.
Yeah, the numbers are after coming in decline, you know, because too many people eating the fish. I just do the catch and release.
Oh, so you just catch them, take the hook out of them out and throw them back in again?
Yes.
Oh, I got you. All right. Okay, so...
I don't
eat
fish, but I eat meat.
But you eat meat. And do you eat all meat, red meat, white meat, all meat?
Most meat, yes.
Okay. Would you eat a dog?
I would not eat dog, no.
Why not?
Never tried, never would try. I like dogs too much.
See, that's a psychological thing, isn't it? It's just psychological.
We're brought up to think they're pets, not food.
I never had pet pig, you know, so I have no problems with them slaughtering the pig.
Mm. Some people do have pet pigs. Pigs are more intelligent than dogs, I believe it or not. So
I was never born on farm, you know, never reared on farm, so I don't know what it's like.
And what do you think of countries, you know, like sort of China and Korea and Philippines and places like that where they eat dogs? What do you think that's cruel?
Extremely non-hygienic, you know. I think this is where coronavirus and things like that is coming from.
Well, no, if they clean them properly and cook them properly, what's the problem?
I don't know. I just think...
Like, you're talking about the wet markets. You're talking about these wet markets, yeah.
That is where the COVID come from, so I just...
Well, I don't know really where that... I think the COVID came out of the lab, to be honest with you. I don't think it came from any wet market or a bat, to be honest.
You didn't come from your lab, did you?
Yeah, I'd say it was... I don't know if it was intentionally leaked from a lab, but I think it came from a lab. I mean, the CIA now at this stage believe that it probably actually came from a lab.
Yes. I think maybe you could be right, but there's lots of possibility, you know?
Oh, absolutely. Thank you, Calvin. Thank you. Yeah, go ahead.
I'm sure people in India think we're rude for eating cows.
Oh, they do, yeah.
That's what I mean. Like, if the cats and dogs are, this is good, I love, and he's all known, I love my dog, but if they're prepared Lulee. Properly and that's their culture, if that's their culture to eat it and China and stuff, let them off.
Okay. So Sean's back. Sean, hi, how are you?
Hi, Noel, how are you?
Yeah, how you doing? Are we hypocrites?
Of course we are, Noel. Yeah. Of course we are. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah, you like a good burger, don't you? Dog. Yeah.
Oh, I love a burger. I love a steak. I love everything, Noel. Meat. Everything.
If you were hungry, would you eat your dog? Would you eat your dog if you were hungry?
If I was left with no choice, of course I would.
Would you?
You know? Oh, well, I was left with no, as again, you know, really, really.
Lorraine wouldn't. I asked Lorraine this question already and she said she wouldn't. She'd starve.
I'd starve.
And no, sure, look, you'd starve, you know. Sure, Jesus, you see him what they done, and it was a true story, Noel, when the plane crashed there.
Oh, yeah.
Alive, is that what it's called?
Yeah, alive, yeah, yeah.
You lead to keep surviving. And the fact is, Noel, see the gas thing that I was listening to you about, the ducks?
Yeah.
If you really think about it, they're the best duck you've got to get, because they're free range. You know, when you think of it. That's the truth, you know.
I know, but I just don't think the people in the area were too happy with the duck population vanishing because they were nice to look at.
I wouldn't knock it till I tried it. Like, I've been looking at the seagulls lately in the last, you know, couple of years in Dublin, and Jesus Christ, I'm saying to myself, has to be a market here somewhere for the yellow seagulls, you know?
Yeah.
Because they're going around, and I tell you, they're on steroids, Noel. Literally.
They're like eagles.
Gym 7 days a week. Yeah.
They're like eagles. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, they'd box their head off if he would, you know. So,
would you eat a seagull? A seagull.
I would. I'd like to try one now.
Would you?
I'd like to try one. Okay. I would. But you look at it, if you look around now, the different cultures, you should look, well, Lidl and Aldi were doing. Remember we're bringing insects into the, you know.
Deers and insects and, yeah.
Yeah, stuff like that. Now, I tried deer. Deer's lovely. I have to be honest.
I've never tried venison. Never tried it.
It's like a steak, Noel. You'd love it. Honest to God, you'd love it. It's really, really nice. Duck I wasn't a fan of because it was very oily, you know. And it wasn't my cup of tea. Look, I've often got it there. She gets the pancakes out of Chinese. And,
yeah,
see,
I don't even really like lamb. I just like beef. That's it. And chicken.
Yeah. I like a lamb chop, I do. I like a cutlet of lamb as well. Yeah, I'd like everything. But yeah, I would. If you said to me tomorrow, you'd have to try the seagull.
But you'd be appalled by cruelty, wouldn't you?
Well, that's the thing. You know,
like, if you're walking, as I said to Nicholas earlier on, if you were walking down the road in a country field or a country road and you saw somebody kicking a sheep, you'd be like, get out with that. Go away with that. Don't do that to the poor sheep. But then, but you're eating a cutlet the next day. Yeah,
that's the truth. You know, I get you. You know, like they always said there as well, there back, you know, I have a good friend that lives in, you know, he lives down the country now. And if you see a sheep on its back, you give it a hand up, you know.
What?
Basically, yeah. The sheep is on it. You see, they'll peck the boards, Noel, will peck the eyes out of the sheep. So if you ever see a sheep on its back, you just give it a hand. You can grab it by the legs and right it because they can't get up, Noel.
Oh, right.
I don't know. Do you never know that? No.
I didn't know.
A sheep. Yeah. They peck the eyes out of second sheep. So when you ever see a sheep on its back, they're not going to bite you. They're not going to touch you. But give it a hand up and you know, push it up and try to get it up onto a tree and off it. It goes.
And how do they sleep? How do they sleep?
Oh, they go down on, like, that's what I'm saying. They go down onto
their knees. Yes,
that's it. That's it, Niall.
Do they have knees, sheep?
Well, they bend their legs anyway. I know that's a fact.
I'm just wondering, do sheep have knees?
Well, chicken legs are nice now. I think you've seen that, chicken legs. But look, all meat is good. You know, I can't
chicken legs.
Fault anybody for eating.
Oh, yeah, sorry, yeah, legs, yeah. Not the actual
good leg of chicken oil, yeah. You won't be. But look, I can't fault anybody for eating horse meat, you know, and eating this and that and the other. When I've, you know, went off and I've eaten most meats, Noel, you know, I've tried crocodile, Noel.
Have you?
It wasn't for me.
Yeah, that's a big thing. I've been in Florida many times. A big thing in Florida in restaurants is crocodiles.
Huge.
Yeah. Alligator. Huge. Alligator, yeah.
Alligator.
I tried
frogs' legs
when I was in France.
You tried frogs' legs?
In France, and they were horrible.
Yeah.
I want snails.
No, I can't
see snails. They didn't know, just like snot or something.
No, snails and frogs.
Mussels and
anything that's real like that, you know.
Cock. My dad used to eat those periwinkles. Do you remember the periwinkles?
I do, Niall. Yeah. I used to smell them through the fucking house, Niall. Jesus Christ, the smell of the gaff off.
Yeah,
we'd smell enough fish for the week. Yeah.
We'd go out and pick them out in, you know, Dolly Mount or wherever it was in
house.
And then we'd come back. And we'd come back and then my ma would boil them in the pot for him. And he'd sit there watching the television with his plate of them. And he'd have a pin and you'd hook them out with a pin.
You'd have the cocktail sticks with the snot. I'd be giving them out to the neighbours and all, and the neighbours would be going mad for them and all. I'd be like, you dirty bastard. You know, I could never get it.
My dad used to boil up pig's trotters.
Yeah, yeah, and tongues.
Yeah.
Yeah, tails and all that shite. Yeah, sorry, but stay there a second. Stop. That was a treat on a Sunday. Maureen, hi, how are you?
Hi, nice.
Are we hypocrites? Sean says we are. Lorraine, Michael, no, she's sitting on the fence there. She won't eat Lulu either. Would you believe that? Anyway, Maureen, are we hypocrites?
Yeah.
Are you a hypocrite?
No, I don't think we're. No, I don't think I'm a hypocrite at all.
But you are.
As a matter of fact, well, so are the vegans then.
No, but you're a big hypocrite. You're a major hypocrite. You love your meat, you love your food, you love your chicken and your sausages and your ham.
I do, I love it, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, but you'd be the first one, you'd be the first one on the radio if we had somebody who was cruel to a farm animal.
As the vegans love theirs as well, and plus, they forget all the little animals in fields that are being destroyed with combines and tractors while they dig up the food or whatever the hell they eat.
Mm.
You know, it would be no harm. Like maybe if they decided, oh, we look at China, let's go to China and see what they eat over there.
Well,
everything they eat.
Well,
if
the Green Party have their way, in about 20 years' time, we'll all be sitting here eating mealworms and insects.
Yeah, right, we will.
Oh, well, surely. That's what they're doing.
Anyway. You know, put it like this, I mean, like, as far as I know, no archaeologist has ever found a drawing of a salad on a cave wall. not yet, to my knowledge.
No.
And if you do look at China, if you do look at what they eat, and at the wet markets, and of course, if there are wet markets, they're in the restaurants. I mean, they eat everything. I don't see them complaining about what they eat.
Yeah.
You know, just like all things bright and beautiful.
By the way,
wonderful,
it annoys me.
Them all.
It annoys me when people start giving out about Asian people eating dogs, right? That's what they eat. They've been socially. As long as the dogs are did, as long as they're destroyed humanely, that's what they eat.
Yeah, 100% agree. It's their culture.
That's their culture. Our culture is to eat cows.
At the moment, the forest in Borneo, the orangutan's home, has been destroyed for palm oil.
Yeah, I know that. Sure.
So there's no talk about any of this, you see. It's just these vegans who have a bee in their bonnet, probably alive or not at the moment, because you know what they are like.
Yeah.
They couldn't, you know, they have the wild
wouldn't
bees
be a real bee.
Their bonnet.
Yeah, wouldn't
no,
be a real bee in their
no.
bonnet, because there'd be a fake
oh,
bee.
Oh, God, no.
You know what pisses me off about the vegans? When you go into the shops, you go into whatever it is, Tesco's, Asda's in the UK, whatever, and you see the vegan section and it's like vegan chicken balls, vegan rashers.
Yeah, vegan
and I go,
chicken ball, vegan
why
rashers,
are you calling it vegan rashers? They're not rashers. And they're tofu in the shape of rashers.
The restaurant's giving out about us eating meat and they're standing there with their placards. It's like, fuck off, you're a vegan. Leave me alone. I want to eat meat.
You're saying buying
it's
vegan,
a cult.
Vegan Easter eggs for Easter, no?
Ah, stop. No, it's a cult. I don't believe it. Now, I've spoken to a few vegans, and one of them said to me once, oh, no, I can't eat meat because it really plays havoc with my system. And I go, no, it doesn't. You're just being an arsehole. It's a cult. It's just like
it's a
fad.
Cult.
Of course, it's a fad. It's like, do you remember going back about 7 or 8 years ago there, the gluten-free thing became a fad. Do you remember that?
Oh, everyone was gluten intolerant and had IBS and was fuck off.
Yeah. And then it was the nuts. Now, don't get me wrong. There are some people, by the way, are gluten intolerant. There are some people, very few, it's a small amount who are intolerant to nuts or have an allergy to nuts. It's a really small amount of people. But all of a sudden, everybody was, oh, I'm allergic to nuts. You know, you're not. You're just trying to be cool. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But you're my granduncle, and I got rest disorders when I was a child, because we live here nearby the sea, and he used to go and collect periwinkles and cockles.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Yeah, he used to collect those.
Yeah, and he'd go out then in spring, in springtime, and he'd catch rabbits. He offered in 3 or 4 rabbits. He'd skin them. He might give the one to a neighbour. He'd skin the rabbit, cook the rabbit. I often ate rabbit stew, and it's much like chicken.
Ah, the poor rabbits.
So, but that's what we lived on now.
Poor rabbits. They're little rabbits.
My mum was the same. My mum grew up on a farm. Now, she's vegetarian, but she grew up on a farm, and she would have done that as well. Now, she didn't eat meat, but she'd have no problem cooking meat and doing stuff. But she's a vegetarian.
Well, hang on. Breeda, I think the hypocrite is on as well. Breeda, hi. How are you? Hello?
How are you?
Are you there, Breeda?
I am. Can you hear me?
Oh, gee. Oh, there you are now. Are you there? Yeah.
You have me, yeah?
Yeah, I have you now. So are you a hypocrite?
I am a hypocrite. Okay. No, apologies. Now, I couldn't be a big meat eater, Niall. I prefer chicken.
Well, chicken is meat.
Yeah, I know, but I'm just saying, I've eaten a nice steak if someone cooked it for me. So I had a beef cheek dinner there, slow-cooked beef cheek out of the mill in Farrington's there a while ago. Well, I've never eaten anything like it. It was the most amazing thing I've ever had.
I'm not a huge red meat eater. Now, I eat some. I eat a bit of beef every now and again and the odd steak, but I'm mainly a chicken eater.
Yeah, I'm the same. And we reared chickens. We reared turkeys every Christmas. We had a cow for milk.
No.
Yeah.
How could you raise the turkey and then kill him at Christmas?
Well, it was
turkeys for life, not just Christmas.
No, my dad had 6 of us to rare, and it was extra money and fair dues to me. He was making sure we were never hungry, and we always had clothes on our back. But when we were younger and we had the chickens, I decided I wanted to see what it felt like to be a chicken. So we had a big chicken pen. So we're climbing to the chicken pen, and I'm sitting there going, we're all surrounded by the chickens, thinking, oh, it's very cozy and everything in here. And I come out then covered in big black fleas. I will never forget it. The screams of me. My mother had to make me strip off in the big backyard, hold me down.
Covered in big black what? No. Covered in what?
Fleas. Fleas.
Fleas. Oh, Jesus. Why do chickens have fleas?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Right.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I to this day, I still I did the
Do you remember when your kids got fleas? You used to have to buy those little combs and comb them for ages.
That's headlights.
That's different thing altogether. Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Hoppers. But you had hoppers on you. Little hoppers.
I looked down and there was literally big black hopping things on the screen. My mother came out. I don't think she knew what was around me. And she said, oh, where were you? I said, it's chickens.
Sitting with the chickens. Okay, would you eat a dog, Breeda?
If I had no option and I was starving, I would.
No, I still wouldn't. No, I look at her and she's like my child, so no way.
If it was somebody else's dog, Lorraine, would you eat it?
No. Yeah. To me, a dog is a pet, not food. Like, that's the way, to me, that's what it is. A dog is a pet, not food. I'd go hungry.
But Lorraine, if it was the difference between living and dying, and it wasn't your Lulu. I mean, you'd eat whatever you have to eat just to keep alive.
In the middle of an apocalypse or something like that, yeah.
Well, yeah, if it wasn't Lulu,
maybe.
Yeah. You know, you would to stay alive, and you'd give it to your kids to stay alive too.
Yeah.
My daughter was vegan for a couple of years, Niall. It was the most expensive couple of years of my life. Everything that's vegan is ridiculously expensive.
And it's just a cult. It was just a fad she went through, yeah.
Well, yeah, she decided she went vegetarian for
because our mates were doing it and it was cool.
No, they weren't actually. She just felt it would make her feel better in herself. So I went, off you go. Well, vegetarian first, that was fine. There's loads of lovely things she can cook as a vegetarian. But then she comes home, she says she's going to be vegan. Mother of God, I'd say my bills went up about 40 euros a week just to keep her in beef and stuff. So I was like, get off this. Anyway, she's full everything again, thank God.
What made her turn back?
Sense, probably.
She went out one night with the girls and they were all getting chicken wings and stuff in the late night chipper, and she said, oh my God, Mammy, I was just craving one. I said, I'm so happy you had it.
It's a nonsense. They're the most awkward people in the world, vegans. You can't go anywhere with them. You know, they're awkward when you bring them out to restaurants. You know, they're just awkward in general. You know what I mean? You can't even bring them shopping. They're looking at the clothes to see, are they vegan-friendly clothes? Piss off.
No, in fairness, she never did any of that. I mean, she was happy to wear whatever she had. And if I brought her home something from the States and she liked it, that she didn't care where it came from.
Yeah.
But it's so expensive. And it is a fad. And I think she looks a lot healthier now. than she did when she was a vegan.
Of course she does. Of course she does, because she's getting the proper amino acids and proteins and all sorts of things.
I was trying to pump iron into her, you know, by tablet and vitamins and whatever else, because I just felt she wasn't getting what was required out of this other. And as you said, like vegan sausages, vegan rashers, vegan chicken. I'm like, going, you know.
Have you ever tasted it? It's absolutely rotten.
Oh, it's vile.
Have you seen number 49 on the Chinese takeaway list? It's called a Choo Choo Lulu.
John,
hi. How you doing, John?
Yes, how are you doing?
Yeah, say hello to Maureen, Lorraine and Breda. Listen, John, just finally, because I need to wrap this up. Are we all hypocrites for eating meat?
100%.
And then giving out about cruelty to animals?
100%. And as regards the people that wouldn't eat their dogs, I mean, Putin has threatened to press the nuclear button only just a few days ago.
Yeah.
And if that happens, I mean, and if I eat a dog, I would be eating him, I tell you.
Yeah.
But I mean, everybody that has a pet,
a larger dog
know that you have to have a muzzle and a lead.
Yeah.
The dog can't run around anymore. That's total hypocrite, being a hypocrite, imprisoning a dog with a muzzle and a bloody lead. It can't even run around anymore. So people have been hypocrites right across the score. Like, I mean, let's be honest. I mean, and they criticise horse racing, they criticise greyhounds. Without horse racing, or without greyhounds, there would be no horses, there would be no greyhounds. And I'll finish on this. People in this city, they were outside the greyhound track here demonstrating when RTÉ done the primetime special
and the
abuse of greyhounds. And yes, I see some of the faces there who are totally 100% pro-abortion, but yet they were out there protesting about the safety of greyhounds. Hypocrites all.
Absolutely, John. Couldn't agree with you more. And Lorraine, I'm coming for Lulu. And I'm going to share it with Breda, because she likes dogs. She's a dog liker as well. Maureen might have a little nibble if she's feeling a bit peckish.
Nice. Yep. Can I just say, I love Maureen's analogy that you don't never see a salad drawn on a wall from the Ireland.
That was the best one from today.
That was very good.
Although I have seen fruit in hieroglyphics, you know, anyway. But that's beside the point. Yes, you're right, Maureen. There probably wasn't any cave drawings of a Caesar salad. Thanks very much indeed, Lorraine, Breda and Maureen and John and everybody else. Lots of text coming in, by the way. Current momentum. Oh, yes. I'll do that in a second. Sorry. Yeah. Graham says, give your dog a head of cabbage or a chunk of beef and see which he goes for. Veganism is a mental disorder. Niall, I think your show is a disgrace. I'm a vegan. How dare you criticize us? I will be putting in an official complaint. Who are you going to complain to? Okay, send it to the show, the Niall Boylan podcast show. Send it to the boss of the show. The boss. That's me. And I'll send you back a letter telling you what I think of your complaint. All right? Piss off. Also, James Gregg says, the need to hunt to survive is ingrained in our DNA from the time of evolution. We are at the top of the food chain. Yes, some animals are valued more than farm animals, for instance. There is no hypocrisy in the need to survive. Kira says, love a bit of meat. Now, if we were edible, wouldn't they eat us? Who? The animals. They do eat us. And we are edible. Some animals eat us, like lions and tigers and things. And sharks. Aren't those vegans the same ones that eat veggie burgers and bacon? But they're not. Yeah, veggie burgers and there's veggie bacon. You can get veggie bacon, can't you? Thank you. Thank you for all your messages. By the way, Mike says as well, had a pet calf who grew into beef. It tasted great with spuds, veg and a pepper sauce. See, this is the problem if you own the animal. Don't forget, by the way, today, of course, is Super Tuesday in America. Donald Trump it'll be a landslide. Donald Trump will wipe the floor and will be the Republican nominee at least by tomorrow. And today's Super Tuesday. To celebrate that, by the way, we have our little Patriots here. See these? If you want to buy one, you can get it on our website, nileboylan.com. The Trumpinator. And we have the other little one there as well. Never Surrender. Okay. And you can also get our mugs as well. We'll make them available on the site soon. But if you want to subscribe to us, please do. We can only do this show every single day with your help. There is no other way to do this show except with your help. Your donations, your subscriptions, and your help. Because we can't cover the costs every day on our own. We have to pay every day to cover the cost of the show. Electricity, uploading, downloading, hosting, and everything that goes along with, you know, putting the show together, putting the show up. It all costs money, and we have to pay it. And, well, we pay it once a month. But in saying that, it's expensive. And we need your help. So please go to our website, nileboylan.com. Some days it's a bit of fun. Most days it's about stuff that's in the news. Yesterday we were talking about the referendum. I imagine tomorrow we will be mentioning the referendum to some degree, because obviously Friday is a big day for voting. So we try to give you a voice, give you a platform. It's your platform. It's uncensored. There's no radio station in the country going to allow you to say what we allow you to say on the air. And certainly no radio station in the country will let you do it the way I'd let you do it. So please support us. Make the show bigger, make it better. Because the more you support us, the more we can invest into it and make it better. Please let us do that. We have a plan, for example. We need to get a new phone line system, which costs about €15,000. That's our aim at the moment, is to try and get enough money for that. And that will make things so much better for us and so much easier for us. All you got to do is go to our website, nileboylan.com. A donation would be great, 5 to 5 million. You can do it there. Or please, you can subscribe, and it's $5.99 plus tax a month. It's like buying a pint of beer between the three of us. I'm looking here, by the way, online in relation to referendum as well. Michael McNamara, who we spoke to yesterday, has tweeted, disability groups and advocates are now calling for a no in the care referendum. A government which has largely ignored them up to now offers them money as if they were stupid, not disabled. And this because of an article today in the Irish Independence where the Minister for Social Protection said if you vote yes, it would mean more supports for carers. Bollocks. That's a complete and utter bollocks. Because that's actually disgraceful that a minister would actually put in a newspaper, an article in a newspaper, well, to give, literature for an article for a newspaper, saying that if you vote yes, we will give more supports for carers, according to Social Protection Minister Heather Humphreys. That's deceiving, it's misleading, it's misinforming, it's lying. Because there is nothing stopping her and the government legislating tomorrow to give more supports to carers. They don't need a constitution or a vote in a constitution to do that. If they're saying that, they're completely inept and they're incompetent. Also, Leo Varadkar there the other day was on TV3. We were going to play the video there, but we didn't get it in time. But the video's gone viral. If you go to my Twitter account, you'll see it there, where Leo Varadkar said, it's not the state's responsibility to look after you, care for you, by the way. We now know officially what Leo Varadkar thinks of the people. And the same article, by the way, in the same day, in the Irish Independent, a mother of four disabled children is now calling for a no vote in the care referendum. Imagine the government saying, if you vote yes, we can give more supports to disabled people. That's actually sick. They're sick people, this government. Sick. Very sick people. To actually say something like that. When there is no need for constitutional change, for example, in that particular case. They could legislate tomorrow to give more money to disabled people or more supports to disabled people or provide more care for disabled people. That just needs legislation. There's nothing in the constitution stopping them from doing that. The only thing that's stopping them from doing that is they're arseholes. And I think, to be honest with you, I have a funny feeling it's going to be a no vote on Saturday. And I think the reason why, primarily, it'll be a no vote is people don't trust them anymore. We don't trust any of them. We need new leadership in this country. That's what we need. We need people who care, logically minded people running this country who actually care about the citizens of Ireland and don't care about Europe anymore. We're pandering to Europe constantly all the time. We're pandering to NGOs. We're pandering to Wokarati. When in fact, we shouldn't be doing that. We should be pandering to the citizens of this country. The people of this country. The people that were born and reared and pay their taxes in this country. They're the ones we should be pandering to. Anyway, it's all coming to a change very soon. Trust me. I shall be back again with you tomorrow at 12. Until then. Have a great day.
The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Podcast. Listen live on Facebook, YouTube, and all the usual live stream services. To get in touch, just WhatsApp or text 085-100-2255. The Niall Boylan Podcast. They told me to shut up. Available for download from all your usual platforms.